lot of good ideas for budget cuts and asked us to help out. Now, of course, all those budget cuts were a lot of good to be told by the cut. Now, I think the way it's set is with the strategy you gave in your news conference, and that is to cut off their allowance. And I think the tax cuts will sell them. So I hope that the tax cuts will be right up there on front, in front before we talk about the budget.
Well, actually, in my speech, they do come behind me discussing the budget cuts, but then we make a claim that they are a part of the package, that the whole thing, if we're to not only reduce the size of government, but if we're to stimulate the economy, because the one isn't enough, then you have to have the other part of the package, the tax cuts, too.
But the tax cuts will sell the budget cuts.
Oh, that's what we're hoping. I know that in the leaks that take place, and we get surprised at some of the things we read in the paper. I had a surprise with one of them this morning. totally inaccurate. A New York paper that was, they seem to be always looking for splits in the ranks and so forth. But believe me, I think we've put together a team that gathers around this table. Wholehearted agreement. I am so proud and happy with them, and just so enthused about what we're doing with regard to this program that I refuse to be anything but optimistic about what's going to happen. The only thing about it is that you know, if misery loves company, then everybody would love everybody else because we didn't overlook anyone.
Responding to Phyllis's point, though, Mr. President, I would suggest from wandering about the country and talking to members of the National Tax Limitation Committee and others who are deeply concerned about this, that credibility of the program demands that we have these significant cuts concurrently with the tax reduction, which we all desperately need, so that the inflationary expectations are assuaged. That's the key that I think people are really looking at now, a balanced cutting of spending and cutting of taxes to achieve and put us on that proper course to stable reduction in inflation and interest rates. And I think what you're proposing and what we've heard of Dave Stockman's proposals here, that clearly ought to set that kind of course.
I don't know how many of you saw the cartoon the other day of me standing enraged at a desk that was just some boards across some cement blocks and a packing crate for a chair yelling, Stockman?
Wonderful.
I remember a story you told us here in the campaign in 1976. Speaking of there being an optimist, I think all of us here are much more optimistic since November 4th than we've been in many years.
Cut 2. Federal session with congressional group in connection with Great America.